on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall, and I'm at the airport this morning. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here for a very specific purpose, and that is to see a terrific exhibition of photography and video called Light Touch. It's curated by Liz Wells. She's a professor in photographic culture at Plymouth University in the UK, and she joins me this morning. Good morning, Liz. Welcome.
Good morning, Tom. It's great to be here.
And as well, Amy Cavanaugh-Royce, who is the executive director of MAP, Maryland Art Place. They are the folks putting on this exhibition here at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport. Good morning, Amy. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So first question is, why a photographic exhibition, or any exhibition for that matter, for MAP, Maryland Art Place, at the airport?
Well, this is a lovely space for all of those who have been here. You know that. And for those who haven't, it's an amazing space with a lot of natural light. When my program advisory committee member, Nate Larson, suggested we do something, I had the show slated in conjunction with the Society for Photographic Education. It just seemed like a no-brainer to bring the show to the airport. And then I met Liz, and she had this wonderful concept for Light Touch. It all just sort of came together.
So the Society for Photographic Education is a national, even international organization of photographers and historians. They are meeting in Baltimore this weekend. I understand we have more than 1,500 world-class photographers and photographic experts here in town. So this exhibition is partially to coincide with that meeting.
Correct. Absolutely. It's completely on purpose.
It's nice when things are on purpose every so often. And it really is something. I mean, you're right about the light in here. I mean, obviously, so many of us, you know, sort of storm through airports, both our home airport and airports around the world, and really don't give the walls much, attention. But when you think about it as a museum space, we're here in the International Pier. It's fairly quiet here in the morning. It revs up at various times during the day and night. But there is an awful lot of light. And an awful lot of spaciousness, and big walls for these beautiful pieces of work. Did you have any say as to where it was going to be in the airport? What's it like staging an art exhibition at the airport?
Well, it poses its challenges. You don't have a week to install. You know, there's regulations that we have to follow in terms of getting the work in here and getting it done very swiftly. But the space I'd been through for other shows, School 33 had a beautiful show here not too long ago, and I knew that it would just be a great opportunity for MAP to do something outside of our walls and get out into the community a little bit more. So I was excited about it when I saw the space. My husband works here. He's actually the one who told me about it, so I had a lead.
That's always good to have an inside track. And Liz Wells, the animating force behind this show that you've put together is light. So as we stand in this beautiful light-filled pavilion on the International Pier, how did you go about choosing whose work you were going to display, and what do you mean when you talk about light touch?
Okay, the selection of work. First of all, I was already working with two of the artists with the idea of a show, and so Amy contacting me was absolutely sort of, prescient really, because it enabled me to move on more quickly and develop something I was interested in. I work mostly on exhibitions that relate to land and environment. So I work mostly with landscape photographers, but always with people who are asking questions about our relationship to our environment. So in selecting the artists, I was interested in those who are making particular use of light, or thinking about the way we relate to light, which is after all absolutely crucial to us. Without light, we can't grow food. Without food, we have no sustenance. Without sustenance, we aren't. So, it's there's absolutely sort of core stuff there. And also, in terms of thinking about art and aesthetics, there's always been a relationship between the literal way in which we think about light. Photography, after all, is writing with light in a literal sense, and metaphorical ways in which we think about light. The idea of using light for expressivity, or light dawning when something strikes you, when you understand something, or being in the dark when you don't When you don't have information, you're kept in the dark. So light is absolutely sort of, it seeps into even the phrasing of the language that we're speaking. We have a core relationship with light. All these artists are in some way or another asking questions about the nature of light and our sensitivity to light, and what would happen in the world, by extension this is, what would happen in the world if we didn't have light.
That's really fascinating that so much of our just even basic rhetoric has to do with light and dark, being in the dark, or the light bulb going off when you have a good idea. So there are five artists represented in the show. Some are shooting photographs in black and white. Some are shooting in color. And as we said, one of them, Heidi Moorstein from the UK, is also using a DVD. We're standing in front of black and white photographs that are just stunning and beautiful. And because of perhaps the fact that they are black and white photographs, you're really very, very immediately drawn into the contrast between light and dark in each photograph. And these are actually by an artist who's from right here in Baltimore, Lynn Silverman. What attracted you to Lynn Silverman's work?
Okay. Lynn is an American artist and she's based in Baltimore, but she spent some time living and working in the UK, also in Australia, and also more recently in the Czech Republic. And I'd actually worked with Lynn 20 years ago, oddly. Part of what was suggested when we developed the exhibition was that we would have one artist from Baltimore and one artist from Washington, this being Baltimore-Washington International Airport, and then three artists from Europe. Heidi is in fact Norwegian, based between Norway and the UK, and the other two artists from Europe, one is from Finland and one is French, based between France and the UK. So we're talking sort of quite hybrid collection of artists.
Yeah, Frank Hallam is the Frank Hallam Day is the artist from Washington, D.C. So as we look at Lynn Silverman's photographs here, Liz Wells, what do you see? What strikes you as the point or the thing that Lynn would like us to conjure in our minds as we look at her work?
I think one of the things in this series is we're often thinking about indoor light, artificial light, and exterior light, and being indoors looking out on the natural world. And then the window becomes both a metaphor for being able to look, but also for being constrained inside. Mm-hmm. So in one case, for example, the natural light is reflecting on what I think is a mirror object on the windowsill. In another case, we see a set of brushes in an artist's studio set across the windowsill so that we think about the idea of a painter trying to capture something of the qualities of light in the natural world. The window that's half open, a window that has a Gothic arch that is much more like a church window with one tiny light bulb hanging down on the inside, and a lamp set in the middle of a window so that presumably after twilight we have that lamp as the replacement source of light. Mm-hmm. So I was interested in all of these from this extensive series because they ask us to think about keeping ourselves slightly apart from nature yet desiring to look out.
Mm-hmm. Viewing nature through a window, through the prism of whatever circumstances perhaps our lives present to us. Liz Wells is a professor in photographic culture at Plymouth University in the UK. She's curated a beautiful show here at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport. It's called Light Touch. It's being sponsored by Maryland Art Place in conjunction with the Conference for the Society for Photographic Education, which is taking place, their conference is taking place this weekend here in Baltimore. So Liz, I want to move down the row a little bit to three photographs, and I'm counting them correctly now. I'm making sure I'm getting it right. Very beautiful, evocative. They kind of look sort of like clouds or cloud-like surfaces. One is a sort of a blue hue, the other a little orangey hue, and then another a sort of whitish hue. And these are by the artist you mentioned from the UK, Heidi Moorstein. It's in conjunction with a DVD that she's got looping here as part of the exhibition. Tell us about Ms. Morstang's work.
Okay, Heidi is Norwegian, though she currently is lecturing in a university in the UK. And she's done several projects back in Norway. And this project is in fact about the Global Seed Bank, which is held up in Svalbard, which is up in the Arctic, right up in the northwest of Norway. And it's where a number of nations deposit a sort of backup seeds in case of emergency, natural disaster, war, crisis, and so on. As you can see from the moving image, you know, from the scenario that she's filming here, you can see that it's an old mine shaft that is being reused as a global storage facility. And there's this extraordinary moment, sort of two-thirds of the way through the film, where she actually got permission to take us down just into the entrance. As you see, we're going down this sort of this long walkway. By now we're under the earth. She's not allowed to go any further. She can't film actually in the storage bank. And these three prints are shot on a roadway. It's a transport roadway, but as you see, the roadway disappears. Actually, these photographs were all made within the space of half an hour. And as perhaps I don't have to tell you in Baltimore at the moment, the effect of snow in half an hour can be very disorienting. But what interested me about these three images is the shift in the quality of light that she captures in this very short space of time. The atmosphere, if you like, of this environment, which is an environment we're depending on globally as a sort of safety net for our future. So, and seeds don't grow without light, which is the other link to the idea of being touched by light or light touch.
And this is a wonderful thing to learn at this exhibition, that there is such a thing as the Svalbard Seed Vault. I understand it's funded solely by the Norwegian government, but countries from around the world, I mean, it has a broad geopolitical reach in terms of people getting together and making sure that literally the future is insured should something horrible happen.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, this is a terrific, terrific show, and you've juxtaposed work of, you know, very differing artists who have certainly a very different perspective on their use of light, their use of structure, and their use of framing various images that they're taking. But it's really fascinating. Thank you so much for walking us through it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Liz Wells is a professor in photographic culture at Plymouth University in the UK. Amy Cavanaugh-Royce, thank you again. And the exhibition is here until when?
It's here until June 22nd, so there's plenty of time to come by and have a look.
All right, so even if you're not coming in or out of the airport on a trip, it's worth the trip down here to BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport to check out Light Touch exhibition sponsored by Maryland Art Place. On 88.1, reporting from BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport, I'm Tom Hall. We'll have complete information about the exhibition on our website. Come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Thanks for joining us at the airport this morning. Have a great day.